Isolating Russia from the international community is bringing key work on climate change in the Arctic to a halt, in part because Russia currently chairs the international group known as the Arctic Council. This, as the United Nations warns, time is running out to reverse catastrophic global warming. NPR's Quill Lawrence sent this report from the Arctic Circle in Norway, where scientists hope for a thaw in relations.
Working in the Arctic is dangerous. Norwegian Coast Guard crew insisted NPR's team put on Arctic survival suits before a short ride on a skiff outside the city of Tromsø. It's like a combination between a wetsuit and a snowsuit, designed to keep you alive in the water for maybe an hour while you get rescued. Aboard the ship, a conversation about search and rescue quickly turns to a conversation about fish.
So there is a fishery cooperation between Norway and Russia.
Captain Paul Bratback rescues fishermen from any nation as they follow cod around the Arctic Ocean.
The cod? Yeah, the cod fishes, they don't see the border. So we help every boat in our area.
Management of the Barents Sea cod fleet is considered a success worldwide, both economically and environmentally, says Bratback.
And that's important for Norway and European Union and the NATO and the whole world. And it's important for the Russians.
But he worries things are different since Ukraine. The Coast Guard also enforces the fishing laws. Years ago, in a rare case, a Russian trawler fled from a Coast Guard ship with Norwegian inspectors on board into Russian waters. Back then, Russian authorities promptly arrested the captain and returned the inspectors. Captain Bratback hopes the same cooperation would happen today.
In these days, the Russian can use other methods to negotiate, like the Ukraine conflict. They are willing to use more power than the talking.
Captain Bratback says he's not too worried. These fishermen know their work depends on cooperation. The same goes with scientists.
One of the important issues up here is, of course, climate change.
Kim Holman is with the Norwegian Polar Institute in Tromsø, where the International Arctic Council would normally be coordinating climate research.
Well, the Arctic Council's office is in this building, and they are, of course, on hold. It's not something you can point at that failed today, but it's ongoing.
Holman has worked on Arctic climate science for over 30 years, collaborating across the border. Russia has about half the world's Arctic landmass, including permafrost, that, if it melts, could release megatons of trapped carbon and greenhouse gases. Scientists like Holman count on their Russian colleagues.
I mean, we have common publications. We have collected data together. We've been on each other's cruises. I've been to people's homes in St. Petersburg. Not only done scientific, but good friends.
At the moment, Holman isn't in contact with those friends. The lesson from back in Soviet days is that communication will only get them into trouble, which would delay getting back to work. Elana Wilson-Rowe with the Norwegian Institute of International Affairs in Oslo says the drive to sanction Russia has pushed aside scientific cooperation.
And at some point in the future when something has changed within Russia or reached some sort of accord with Ukraine, there's a chance that science cooperation might be one of the first things to come back online.
But she warns some things may not come back. Some Russian academics have surprised her with full-throated endorsements of Vladimir Putin's war. And Russia has ambitions in the warming Arctic. That includes control of the Northeast Passage, which would cut shipping time between China and Europe, and exploiting newly accessible oil and mineral wealth. Russia's pariah status may not bode well for international cooperation on climate, says Professor Rowe.
As the situation changes and hopefully improves for the people of Ukraine, there will be some opening. But I think it will certainly feel like a new chapter in Arctic cooperation, and it's probably a very chilly one.
Polar scientists are used to the cold.
Kim Holman says the Arctic is in danger, but he knows his Russian colleagues also want to save it.
We hope and wish to pick up when it thaws.
Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Tromsø, Norway.